This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
Beth, what do you think about when I say the word octopus?
Well, I know they're intelligent, they can change colour to hide in their surroundings, and, of course, they have 8 arms. But I have to admit, I also think about how they taste. Delicious.
Yeah, I think that too, as do plenty of other people. Octopus is most commonly eaten in South Korea, Spain, Portugal and Japan, where they can't get enough of that umami flavour. Umami is one of the 5 basic tastes and is a savoury flavour. Until recently, octopus has only been caught in the wild. But now, a Spanish multinational company has announced it will be ready to sell farmed octopus soon, which campaigners have described as ethically and ecologically unjustified.
This is because octopuses are sentient, an adjective describing a thing that experiences feelings like pleasure and pain. Humans and many other animals like pigs, monkeys and birds are also sentient. So is it okay to farm octopus when they have been shown to experience feelings? In this program, we'll be discussing whether farming octopus can ever be ethical. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Octopuses are known for their ability to problem solve and, when kept in tanks, have been known to escape. But where did Inky the octopus go when he broke out of his tank at the New Zealand National Aquarium in 2016? Was it A, down a drain into the Pacific Ocean, B, to the tank of a female octopus, or C, to the aquarium car park?
I'll guess he went to the tank of a female octopus.
Okay, Beth, I'll reveal the answer later in the program. In many countries, it's not easy to find octopus in shops. But if plans for farmed octopus go ahead, you're much more likely to see it in the supermarket. Claire Marshall, who's been reporting on the octopus farm story since 2019, explains why octopuses have not been farmed before, and she told BBC World Service programme The Food Chain.
They've got an incredibly complex life cycle, and scientists have been sort of working feverishly to try to close that life cycle, particularly in Mexico and Japan and obviously now Spain. They need live food, the larvae, and also octopuses are incredibly solitary, and it just makes it really hard to manage to basically keep them in captivity at a commercial scale.
Octopuses are difficult to farm because they have a complex life cycle, the series of changes an animal goes through, starting with birth and ending with death.
Unlike traditional farmed animals like chickens and pigs, who are social animals and can be kept together, octopuses are solitary, meaning they like to live alone. This makes keeping them in captivity very difficult because of space. If an animal lives in captivity, it's kept somewhere and not allowed to leave, even if it wants to. like in a zoo.
But it's not only space that is a problem when it comes to farming octopus. It's their capacity to feel emotions as well. Scientific researcher Dr. Heather Browning has been studying the sentience of octopuses for a British government-commissioned report. She shared the report findings with Ruth Alexander, presenter of BBC Radio 4 programme The Food Chain.
So we wanted to look at whether they had specific kinds of nerve connections, whether they had specific kinds of brains, and whether they were capable of performing certain kinds of like trade-off behaviours or pain-related behaviours, learning behaviours that we thought would correlate with the probability of sentience. And what we found for octopuses in particular is they seemed to meet many of the criteria that we'd laid out.
The scientists found that octopuses do experience feelings because they show typical characteristics of sentient creatures, such as trade-off behaviour. Trade-off means giving up one thing in return for another, such as giving up shelter for food. So it looks like the debate about whether it's okay to farm and eat octopuses will continue.
Okay, Beth, I think it's time I revealed the answer to my question. I asked you where Inky the octopus went when he escaped his tank at the New Zealand National Aquarium.
And I said it was to the tank of a female octopus.
Well, that was the wrong answer, I'm afraid. In fact, Inky the octopus was trying to reach the tank of a female, but he found a drain instead, which led straight to the Pacific Ocean. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme, starting with umami, the flavour octopus has, which can be described as savoury and is one of the five basic tastes.
If something is sentient, it experiences feelings such as joy and pain.
Life cycle is the series of changes something goes through from birth to death.
If something is solitary, it likes to live alone.
In captivity means an animal is kept somewhere and is not allowed to leave.
And finally, trade-off means to exchange one thing for another. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon for more useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.